Mary Vion, Pulled from the Jar Podcast. We are back in this thing. I am him. He is I. I am me. Two threes. You know me as Jordan. Some of y'all don't know me as Jordan. A lot of y'all just figured out that y'all don't. Never mind. You call me Two Threes. I'm in here with my guys, the gang, my brothers. I look good too, man. To the furthest right of me is my brother. Always my brother, no matter what. Ryan, what's good, my buddy? What's happening?
Hey, bro, you look better than everybody else in here.
No, I don't, bro. Stop it. Anywho, to the left of him is my cousin, your cousin, everyone's favorite cousin.
He's everybody blushing.
Stop it. Everyone's favorite cousin. Cousin Wayne, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good today. Yes, I am Cousin Wayne. Yes, I'm blessed today. I'm happy to be here and be ready to boogie on out.
A lot of people gave a lot of feedback about the Teletubbies.
Yeah, they did.
That was a very hot topic in our release this week.
It was. I know I had a little feedback, especially this morning here.
Is there anything that you would like to...
You're gonna stand on it.
Just right now.
Still number one.
Just right now.
Okay. All right. And last but certainly not least, my guy, the smartest man in the room, but also.
Say it.
You did. You got black lies too, and black sides. Like, you went like black on black on black on black. Like, black times five.
So, what they mean?
Well, you my dog, and we got Avery in the
house. I guess you blacking the bear's feet of juice.
That's the second time somebody said that.
This is the second time. This is the second time.
Hey,
do niggas think you're sweet, man?
I'm not doing that.
Mike gotta do like J. Cole. Anywho, we'll get to that. I want to start off with a scratch paper, if y'all don't mind.
Lead the way, bro.
Got four options, and it's just based on how you want to judge it. So if it's albums, if it's mixtapes, songs, singles, I'll put that on Vibrate. Don't even worry about me. A lot of things going on and whatnot.
Big money.
Who had the better 2010 run? Who had the better 2010 run between Wale, Big Sean, Meek Mill, and Wiz Khalifa? I know what you're going to say, but...
That's tough.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
That's tough.
Yeah, don't worry
the
about me.
The better 2010 run.
I'm going to just say Wiz.
2010?
Why Wiz?
Great answer.
It's a great answer. Because leading up to 2010, like... Wiz was at the height, bro. I'm not picking nobody.
Out of those four, for sure. I mean, Wale was right there, too, but...
There, it's not like a huge gap, but...
No, it's a huge gap.
No, I don't...
Stop it.
He said personally.
There's a huge gap.
I ain't gonna lie.
Did you hear him sing
it? Yeah, I ignore it, though.
But
it's cool.
But come out, why is it a huge gap, though?
Because you said personally.
You did say that.
But Wiz, Wiz did.
But you're right. But you're right with Wiz.
I'm right with Wiz.
Why?
I say Wiz, too.
Damn.
Jordan.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm biased, though, so.
Yeah. I think it's between 2010.
You gotta pick one.
But it's difficult, man.
It might be difficult, but you gotta do it.
Like, Wiz and Wale started up here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they kept on, you know what I'm saying, doing what they was doing.
Wale
then Big Sean came through. Then Meek came around that same room, which even Meek was out, but I didn't listen to Flamers like that back then.
So. Meek is last, personally.
I don't know about that.
He's last, bro.
Meek is last.
Meek had a better run than Big Sean.
You said 2010.
You said 2010s.
Meek had a better run than Big Sean.
You'll put Big Sean before Meek.
Mm-hmm. No, bro. I'm not going.
He said personally.
I'm not going.
First of all, you haven't even picked. Wait. You haven't picked.
I'm going to pick Wiz, but now okay, I don't like the fact that we saying Big Sean.
You said
Sean
personally.
After 2017, what did Big Sean do?
You're moving the goalposts.
You said 2010.
We said 2010's run. 2010's. It's with an S.
I ain't hit that. You said 2010. I heard 2010.
Oh no, not just 1 year.
So 2010
to, yeah, the 2010
to 2019. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Meek is I'm still putting Meek last.
No, bro.
I'm still gonna put Meek last, bro.
See, now that you said that,
bro, Meek is not last.
In that sense,
Meek is not last.
So Big Sean is last.
Yes. Yes. He missed on way more than everybody else.
I personally like Big Sean, but
Hall
like
of 20, Fame missed.
Like, as that's not what things went on.
Niggas didn't tell me that Hall of Fame missed.
Double or nothing.
I heard.
Or nothing missed.
Double or nothing missed.
Hard. Like, come on, bro. Hard. What is pull up and rake?
Okay. You made your point.
Okay, I'll shut up. I'll shut up. Yeah, you got it. You got it. I'm sorry. My fault.
But we all agreeing that we're Swiss.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, cool. I even pulled from the drop, man. Kick us out, man. All right, let's do this.
I'm glad everybody agreed, because I really didn't want to sound biased.
Because
I wasn't gonna budge.
He came
out
with fire, bro.
How could you?
You could.
Never mind.
How could Wiz ain't talk to? Never mind. It's okay.
Would you look at that?
It's my bias coming out again.
Is it bias, but like?
You know, but I'm right though. That's it.
It's not really biased, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right.
So is that like your truth is your truth?
Yeah.
And your truth is right.
Yeah, it just happens to be the truth.
Then you stick with it.
Because that's your truth. So your truth to you is the truth.
See, I hear what you're saying, but my truth is yes, my
truth,
but
it's back it up.
But it's also the truth.
But what if my truth had facts to back up my truth?
Then your truth is wrong. I'm sorry to tell you that.
You see what I'm saying? Like, why can't his truth be his
truth?
Wait,
which truth are you saying?
Yeah, are you just
my truth can be my truth, but I can also look at it as the truth
pertaining to what.
Whatever we're talking about, whatever subject may be.
He's beating around the bush.
Hey, bro, I'm not beating around the
bush. So where would you rank Wiz Khalifa?
No, answer here.
Are we talking all the time? Are we talking, like, what and what?
I would like all time, but, I mean, you don't have to.
You want
to
have those four?
If you would, no.
All time?
No, all time? Yeah. Wiz? Somewhere.
It's hard to say because you got to.
There's a lot of rappers.
But for him to do what he did.
Better than Wiz?
What he did?
I'm taking in totality of skill. I'm taking in totality of your catalog. Impact. Accomplishments, aka accolades. I'm taking all that into effect. Wait.
I'm leaving it, bro. I hear what you're saying.
We're gonna be here all day, bro. But like, I feel what he's saying because you got a name. You said 30 to 35.
About 30 to 35.
So that means you got a name that many more people better than.
Do you think that's a little too high?
Too high?
This ask.
No, there's a lot of rap, but when you tell you all time, like I can fill up 10 names like just off the strength.
Now I do want to say, and then, I'd like, you know, to make
11
the
through 20 this, is off the strength.
This everything like post like 2018, I'm not really like
not the biggest fan.
Yeah, I'm not really like we not dying on that hill.
No,
I can't die on that hill. I mean, I could, but like. Who's gonna ride with me? Wiz wouldn't ride with me. So like, I'm not gonna die on that hill.
He's on Cushion.
But 30 to 35.
Are you excited about Cushion Orange Juice too?
No, not really.
Shouldn't some projects you just leave alone?
Yeah, just that's like, some things don't need a sequel. Some things don't need a sequel.
Like,
we need
the second Scarface.
Yeah,
Scarface was what it was. It's Scarface, so we take it for.
It is odd.
Like, yeah, like you wouldn't want a second one.
That's why
all the Carlito ways got weird. It's like,
and he's at a different point in his life at this point, bro.
That's like making juice.
Yeah,
too.
He being more.
Yeah,
of
bro,
like
we can't do that. Bro.
He being more of a father figure right now.
He's
in
a different point.
Somebody shot Raheem.
Raheem's dead. Somebody shot him.
You know what I'm saying? Like we can't do juice too, man. You know what I'm saying?
He said himself. So I don't give a fuck about you. What the fuck, Raheem? I'll do it again. Hey,
Wayne Pop. Sort of the same level. At this point, give this man a role. If y'all, you know what I'm saying, short film, you know what I'm saying, little series, you know what I mean?
Oh, we gonna get that.
You trying to be a little actor, bro?
I feel like you could be an actor, though. No, for real. I feel like I could see you, like, playing, like, a good role, too.
What's the role, though?
Please don't be a damn, like, crackhead or something.
Nah, not a crackhead.
Not Pookie. Not Pookie.
You'll be more like Ice-T in New Jack City. Why not just Pookie.
Think he'd be the crackhead, bro? Like,
I'm just saying, bro. Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. No, Pookie got... Chris Rock got famous on Pookie.
He did.
Let's not act like his stand-ups don't exist. I get what you're saying.
He did not get a lot of recognition.
He got recognition, but he ain't get famous off that, though. Don't do that to
me. Just let it go. It's his truth. And his truth is...
I'm way over here. He's still... I'm gonna just read.
No, this. I thought I was getting.
You
were
trying to run from him, and you know what
you're right. I got away, and he's still like.
Go ahead, away. That's the problem. he's on your ass. Yeah, he's tailing you right now. He hopped the fence too.
I'm on your bumper. I'm on your bumper.
Okay.
Yeah, get to it. All
right. So this first one is. Oddly enough, apologies and rap. He got a sad face on it too, man.
Because I'm sad.
Why you sad, man?
Y'all not sad?
Oh, very.
As rap fans.
First of all,
very disappointed.
So, well, let's address the question first. Mm-hmm. So, apologies and rap.
Mm-hmm. Are there room for them?
Fuck no. Never.
For bars?
No.
Hold on. Yeah.
No,
I can't see a situation.
I don't know a scenario where I could apologize for something that I put out.
And you went off.
Honestly, your apology for something would come in the music, but you're not going to apologize for. I don't see that.
I'm not apologizing.
This is not the first apology we've seen, though.
What's the first? Well, what's an example?
Jay-Z apologized to Nas. Yeah. After Super Ugly.
Was that acceptable?
Yeah, no. Because he went crazy. Went crazy with Takeover, and then Super Ugly was used condoms in a baby car seat. Like, I feel like you would have to.
Yeah, he was.
So what did Jay-Z say in his apology?
He said that his mom told him that that wasn't a good look, and he should be the bigger man in the situation and apologize.
So if his mom didn't say nothing, he wouldn't apologize.
No.
That's what he said.
He wouldn't.
So either she said it or he just made it.
Right.
So what's the difference between that and this?
Because J. Cole didn't go that type of crazy.
He folded like a lawn chair.
Like some lawn chair?
And I didn't like it.
No.
He folded like a lawn chair.
Can we give backstory before we continue? Even though I'm pretty sure everybody's seen it, but
go ahead.
So J. Cole, Dreamville Fest.
By the time this comes out, go ahead.
J. Cole Dreamville Fest was this past Sunday, and J. Cole was off to a great start, performing a lot of great records, brought out a lot of good people, a lot of people I didn't expect to see. I think a lot of people expected one person.
Why your voice quivering?
Nah, it's a sad
heart,
day.
It's the heartbreak.
Yeah, bro. Like, because I got to walk back stuff, and I don't
want to. I feel you. I don't like this.
So J. Cole got on stage, and he basically said, you know, this is not what he signed up for. It didn't sit right in his spirits. He didn't sleep well for the past 72 hours, and, you know, he wanted to apologize because he think that Kendrick Lamar is great. And everyone else should too. And he apologized for his rap song. And as officially of today, 7-Minute Drill is no longer on DSPs. So
I checked it this morning. It was gone.
I checked this morning. I still saw it.
It was gone.
From what I was told, it was gone. So I know, because like I agree with what Joe Budden said. I agree with. When all the academics went a little too crazy, but I agree.
You know what?
Yeah, no, save it. I agree with them, though. As rap fans, mm-hmm. we would love to see competition play out at the highest level. But
it's a sport.
But what if, and then this is me copying my pleas, hold on. What if J. Cole got information of something going on behind the scenes between those two, and that was a little too messy for me, so I'm going to graciously bow out and get out the way.
You know the problem with that, though, is J. Cole didn't even believe what he was dissing him about in the first place. And then came out was like, y'all Kendrick fans?
Hey, Ryan. He ain't lie about the Pimp a Butterfly, but...
No, he didn't, but I don't think J. Cole didn't feel that way.
He said he didn't feel that way.
Don't give a fuck about his damn policy. You know that, right?
No, he said he's gonna get shot. He said he's gonna get shot. And that's the problem, because no matter what, whether you apologize or not, K-Dot was still gonna shoot you.
What are you apologizing for, though?
But
I'm listening. I'm listening.
Well, the thing is, though, when he said that, his homies even said they didn't want him to do it.
Mm-hmm. Fact.
But he chose to do it because he felt some type of way about it.
Fact.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, why the fuck would you do that? If your homies tell you, don't do it.
But his homies ain't the one telling him how to sleep. Like he said, it didn't sit right in his spirit. He couldn't sleep. It's a lot of sleepless nights. He don't like that type of
Tupac slept good. He slept...
Tupac was a whole different. I know.
But I'm just throwing it out there.
Two totally different things.
Tupac, he slept good on it when he went at, you know, Biggie and his and Faith. He did that.
Well, let's not forget Tupac was in his early 20s, right? Right, early mid 20s.
Something like that. Yeah.
They was.
J. Cole was closing in on 40. So
a whole family, man.
Yeah, but.
I ain't defending him. I'm just throwing it out there.
I'm just saying, bro. Like, come on.
In the spirit of the rap beef, whatever, you ain't supposed to do that.
Just drop a cold.
You're not supposed to do that if you say that for the past 6 to 8 years, I've been the best. I've been out rapping all you niggas. None of you niggas can hold a pen to me right now. Like, I'm lyrically... head and above shoulders of all y'all. You can't say that and then say...
And then nah, walk it back.
Yeah, like, nah, they all great. But you know what I think, though? Let me just give you my theories.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think that he heard something behind the scenes. And I think J. Cole's the type of person that he'll rather get on the song with you and out-rap you versus throw shots or throw... bars and beef that he doesn't really believe or really.
But he's highly capable.
He should have did that then.
That's what I think.
Yeah, he should.
But I just don't think that K-Dot's gonna rap with him.
But I'm saying, Seven Drill shouldn't even be made, period. If he's gonna do that.
No, it shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been made, it just shouldn't have came out. That's
the same difference.
No, but listen, if it really didn't feel good in his spirit when he wrote the song, you'd have heard him be like, "Oh, nah, I'm not fucking with it. I can't."
Or like when you write something down, yeah, he's kind of
you can't look. But
you put it on that album, and then you put it on there. You want everybody to hear what you had to say, but you come back and can't die. What do you mean? Are you apologizing, nigga? Please, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you,
you can't do that.
He heard it. His spirit was fine when he heard it. It was so much so that he put it out.
So you think because of the negative feedback?
Correct. He got negative feedback because he said, "Nah, I really killed this."
Because he said it. No, that's what he said. No, because on stage he was like, "Man, but y'all want blood.
Y'all want blood." He was like, "Cause really, when I listened to it, it was like a real, respectful." Type of diss.
Mm-hmm. It is.
When I heard
it. Yeah, it was. It was.
You know what remind me of? Yeah. It remind me of, you know that two battle rappers are friends and they really hang with each other.
Exactly.
But they have to battle rap each other. Exactly. So we ain't finna go too crazy. Go, like, it's crazy. Real surface.
Yeah.
Real surface.
That's level. What he got. And he was like, then he heard the feedback. He's like, you know, I knew that shit when I put it out there. Mm-hmm. I gotta take this shit back up. I can't leave this shit back out there. That don't make no sense.
Is that worse though?
Yes.
See, because if I don't want to ride, if I don't want to ride, because in hindsight, We've seen a couple of media personalities in rap come out and say that Drake got a bomb on him.
Mm-hmm.
Drake has one. He has one of those nukes that's going to really ripple in effect. That's what they gassing up.
It's
so
coming.
If I know that and I'm like, nah, I still got a relationship with Dot. Like, you and Ryan beefing, I feel the type of way. I feel like I'm the best out of all three of us. But I know that he's finna get personal with you. Is it not respectful for me to bow out and say, you know what, y'all got it? Because I ain't really into what y'all finna get into.
I get that.
No.
I said I get that. Like, I understand.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I don't agree.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't agree, but yeah, I get it.
In the spirit of the sport, like you said, if two people like really hang with each other, you don't get too personal, but you go at it. You don't, man. That's my nigga, Brian. I ain't even do
you
that.
You don't apologize.
You remember what J. Cole did to Lil Pump?
Oh yeah, wow!
It was like a sonnet. It was a respectful sonnet. It was a respectful sonnet.
Where's Lil Pump at now?
Not rapping no more.
He ain't on Love and Hip Hop either. I thought he was made it by now. That's what J. Cole said.
Yeah, he was.
Make sure your shows never stop. You gonna find your way on Love and Hip Hop. That's what he told him.
Well, the point is. I think he did that with him. That was respectful.
He was on my algorithm. He's like a workout TikToker now.
He's a
I think so. I think he's like a workout TikToker.
That's it.
Don't do that.
Hey, that's what he said.
A fit, what they call
it? Yeah, fitness influencer.
Fit influencer. Not a fit influencer.
Yeah, fit
influencer.
Fit influencer. Shout out to Lil Pump and
all your fitness. Don't do that. No, he ain't getting no shout out to the show. What you doing? No.
You don't rock with
him? No.
Okay, so now that J. Cole walked it back, he apologized. He's out of the race.
He's definitely out. He don't need to say anything else.
Does this affect his career like a lot of people are saying? Yeah. A lot of people, that's a talk on, oh, his career suicide, it's over for him.
No, career suicide.
That's what they say. That's what a lot of people
say. But I just feel like, as a man, you should say that.
There were 11 other songs.
That was fire.
On the project.
That was fire.
This isn't career suicide.
But he was.
And I don't agree with people saying that. People.
The only people saying that is the people that don't listen.
That's true.
So,
why get rid of, you know, the 7 drill? You still got other songs that still.
Because that's the one that got all the feedback.
Amen.
And like I said, he put out this. He put that thing out there, but. The feedback he got, he didn't like. So he took it off.
I'll tell you this. This man did a countdown on this man. A countdown. Telling him everything that was bad. You apologize? Why?
I don't like it. I told you. I don't like it. This is a sport. You don't apologize for
anything. It's entertainment, man. Come on now. You got to give what the people want.
Do I?
Your team pulled you up on my team in our house. And y'all mollywopped us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can say, hey, we the best. Mm-hmm. We go, all right, next time we gonna see y'all. We pull up at y'all house and go, you know what? This ain't even worth it. They a great team. You know, we ain't come here for all that, but you know, let's have a good game. You gonna look at us like, nigga, put the helmet on. Let's go. What are you doing?
Nah, because it's a different type of competition.
How?
If I see two teams out there, it's a difference between... let me get an example of two teams that don't like each other. It's a difference between like the Lakers and the Warriors. Much respect, love, admiration. Hey, you great. We just finna go battle it out. It's whatever.
Cool.
That's different from seeing like the Lakers and the Celtics. Oh, these don't really like each other. Like it's hot. It's a hostile environment. It's getting personal. Kevin Garnett talking about somebody's wife. Saying that she takes like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little personal. Yeah. So if I know that this is getting a little personal, oh man, y'all can play basketball. I'm cool. I'm gonna go. Cause y'all getting a little too that I don't.
So did this get personal or was it strictly rap beef?
I think he knows what's gonna come. And I say that because I think Drake knows too. That's why Drake didn't go to Dreamville Fest.
So you think it's gonna get personal instead of just.
Did y'all see the whiteboard that was alleged at every show behind backstage? Mm-mm. On the so it said I was gonna try to quote it verbatim. I don't remember. But it was something about competition.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is no friends.
Mm-hmm.
And competition is to the one competition would never die in rap. because everybody's competitive. And as long as everyone's competitive, ain't no friends in rap because we all trying to compete for this one spot. Him saying that is like a detailed message, right?
I would think so.
So if Cole knows that, while also knowing that, hey, I want to go at them, but these niggas ain't playing the way I'm playing, so.
You can't make up the rules then. You already know that.
That's true. So that's why he apologized and got out.
So he shouldn't have jumped in.
Yeah, he shouldn't have jumped in.
That's my issue. If you know that stuff, just don't jump in.
I agree.
He's worried about his
name. Just
don't jump in.
You put your finger in the sugar bowl. You took it out of the sugar bowl. Okay? I'm just saying.
Like a freaky example.
Right.
Wait.
First thing I thought about was Nick Foley.
You put your hand in the bowl.
Don't let me catch your thing in my sugar bowl.
Hey, do it, boy. Hey, I'm just saying. You dig me.
So no apologies in rap at all.
It shouldn't be.
Man, let's get to the nitty gritty. When is Drake gonna drop this bomb?
Hey, he got.
It's gonna be like on a Tuesday.
It gotta be.
Be like on Tuesday.
But how much time he got?
I figured that he was going to wait.
I gave him a month.
I figured that he was going to wait after this feature project that just came out today was going to drop to
June?
June?
It's April.
Right. He been on wait to June.
Nah. If he's letting people already listen to it and they're talking about it the way that they're talking about, it should be coming soon. Because why else would you preview a song to people just for them? You know that they're known podcasters or rap media, so they're going to go on their platforms and talk about
it. They're gonna gas that shit.
Yeah, so why not?
You're gonna drop it soon.
Y'all think he's just coming at that? He got a bullet for everybody.
Everybody.
Like Weeknd gonna get it. Ross gonna get it.
Everybody.
Travis gonna get it.
ASAP gonna get it. Everybody gonna get it.
You know
he comes. Do y'all like that? I don't know if y'all listen to Future's project today.
I listen to
it. Do y'all like the fact that Weeknd went in on them?
No.
ASAP went in on them.
I didn't like it because I saw that video with him and Drake on stage, and he was like, "Yeah, this is my friend. You know, y'all give it for him." Like,
I hate it,
bro. What changed?
It's just lame,
bro. It is. I like the project.
I hate it, bro.
Production and all that stuff. But
like, what if they really got a problem, buddy?
What problem would they have?
That's some rich stuff.
I feel like at this point, everybody just hates Drake at this point.
There gotta be
is that what it is?
That is exactly what it is.
I'm about to say, it has to be a reason because the same people that you saying hate Drake at one point either seem cool to be with Drake or at one point had some type of rapport relationship with Drake. So what changed? Like him and Ross is like probably the biggest one to me. That's like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand Future, y'all in the same room. I'm pretty sure it's over a girl. Metro too. I think I'm pretty
definitely
sure
over
that,
a girl.
And that's probably over a girl. Yeah. You and Ross? You and Weeknd?
That's what I'm saying. Whoop.
Him and the Weeknd is crazy.
But hold on.
So, crazy to me.
On Take Care, like after they did, you know, that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, did the beef start right after that?
It started when Weeknd didn't sign.
Yeah, Weeknd didn't sign. That's when.
Okay, so.
And he started doing his own thing, and that's when the separation became.
Because he, you know, I think he had, what, XO or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I mean, what do OVO artists do?
Okay, know, so let's drop hypothetical then. Since we have to walk back all our J. Cole takes.
I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. It's you know what it is? Because we're all 30, so we came up under a regime of rap beef that's just...
You go at it. You lose.
Bro, I've heard Game say some of the most disrespectful... Beanie Siegel, Jada... Like, 50 has said some of the most disrespectful things ever.
And you leave it out there, bro. Like,
and I tell you this.
Like, rap beef is cool to me.
Like, but if you ain't built for it, like you said, don't jump in.
Just don't jump in. Why we deleting tweets?
But if you... But
it's okay. If he's really not built for it, it's good that he jumped out now.
But the thing about it is, if you go into rap and you claim to be the best, not even on like just some, yeah, I'm better than y'all. You just want to be the best. Anybody could be like, well, he ain't the best. I'm the best.
Right.
And they could throw some shots out. Now, if you like, oh, he throwing shots at me, I'm going to go back at him. And then people are like, hey, Jordan, that's not it, bro. And you're like, I apologize, y'all. You know, one black man to the next one. Don't nobody want to hear that, bro. No. If you get this and you ain't got nothing,
we don't want to hear that book. Exactly.
Even though he apologized, right? The crowd booed a little bit.
Yeah. They didn't like it.
I told my sister because you know we wanted to go to drink. I said I would have left after that. I ain't gonna lie. I would have left after that.
But you know the people that don't really listen to him, like, yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, like
with a real thing. Had, like, nah,
how many of y'all think K-Dot's went? Nigga, I ain't cheering for that right now. That's wartime.
Yeah, like, what the hell are you
for that? Dude, what are you talking about?
I didn't come here.
Drop something. What you dropping?
Right,
nigga. I was just so waiting, and I see a couple of niggas say I was waiting too. I was just waiting for him to just say psych,
and then
he drop a whole another, a whole another good song.
That's what I thought he was gonna do, but I was like,
bro,
oh, he really doing
that? He'd have shook some shit if he did that, but
man, hey.
I don't like how people trying to turn it into some mental health type thing, like, you know, black man and me to be doing this. It's like,
yeah,
I get that.
That's kind of what he was doing.
This ain't what this is.
Because we know it was nothing going to be nothing street involved.
No, it was going to be bars.
Yeah.
That's why I
want
to
That's why
I like to hear bars.
We were excited for it because we knew what it was going to be. It was going to be
a back and forth.
Let me out rap this person in front of everybody. And that's what we want to hear. So,
like T.I. Ludacris did, they joked, look, they did all that. None of them apologized, but when they actually linked up, they laughed about it.
Right.
Because
it's
competition. And it was entertainment.
That's why I said, like you keep saying, it's entertainment. It's entertainment. You go back and forth.
So why, you know, I don't know. It was just, it just made me frustrated.
A great man once said, I don't apologize. Kevin Gates.
Amen.
Yeah, that's who we're going to take.
Kevin Gates says a lot of things, man. But...
We ain't going to.
Oh, okay.
I was just making a point.
You know? I got you. Yeah,
don't apologize. Like, don't do that. That's just, it's not going to kill his career. Whoever's saying that.
Yeah, that's
it's
crazy.
Not,
that's
bro. Crazy.
But I feel like if the fall off is good as he say it is, people are still going to listen.
Yeah.
I'm still going to bump it, but.
I'm still a COVID. It's just
you don't like that.
It's tough to be a COVID right now. It is tough, and you gotta let them get the jokes off. You gotta let them talk about it.
When I seen that video to him, I didn't go to sleep. I kept going back on that video
because you was just like
I was mad.
The solar eclipse started early,
bruh. Like, come on, man.
About that. So you started a little early, bro.
Come on, dude. Sorry,
man.
I said this man did that.
All right, so just to wrap up this one, like, so when Drake drops this bomb, are we putting Kendrick on the time limit?
I gotta hear it.
Yeah,
I gotta hear it first.
For sure.
Or anybody else on the time limit, because they say it's not just for Kendrick. He's addressing a lot of them. So
I hope he goes.
So who?
I don't even care if the song is good, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be.
I think
it'll be lit though. It's gonna be lit.
But I don't even care if the song is good at this point. I just want to hear him go at somebody.
Yeah, you kind of do.
No, I do.
I'm waiting.
I do kind of hope the song is good. Yeah. I hope it's got some replay value.
And I do hope.
That's what I'm saying. You
know, I hope he put his name.
Because he's got a couple albums that have no
yes,
zero.
Like, I think you said it. If it's like a club anthem and a diss at the same time.
Oh. It's a rap, bro.
It's over.
Cool. He'll be number one. Never mind. I'll stop.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you did me. Hey, Jordan.
As you were saying, Jordan. So the rap.
He, up. I mean, like, look. Never mind.
Birthday man, New Donners.
Yeah, Jordan, poop in the jar.
He's the best artist, though, right? Like,
I mean, what do you?
Both shoulders.
Yeah.
Would you say like, what do I mean by artist?
I was gonna say that because someone would say that artistically, Kendrick is. Better in that atmosphere of being the creative one, especially when it comes to albums.
There's not one way to create, though. Like, you can create many different
ways. For sure.
But more creative in what he does?
I'm just asking the question. I don't even consider Drake a rapper, so that...
He's not.
That's why I said artist.
He's definitely different genres.
We're talking about...
Meaning that Chris and Drake got it still.
Shouldn't that give him like a leverage above like the fact that I can still come back to rapping? Like,
that's why I just said
rap like, with y'all.
And, yeah, that's why.
And then I can go make a pop song.
That's why
or a dance song or
house music.
Yeah, I can go do whatever.
Or some shit like More Life that never gets. Never mind. I'm sorry. That's disrespectful by me. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
You mean like free smoke?
Absolutely not.
More tune, more tune, more tune for your hip hop.
I have no tune for my hip hop. I that might be. Never mind.
That's crazy.
No, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna read. this is kind of crazy because I wanted to put a topic in there that Tennessee just seen, but I'm going to just ask y'all this and then I'll lead that into this conversation. Mm-hmm. If you could make two laws, what would they be? Two of them that can pass. Like, you got the ability. Like,
you got the juice now.
Yeah, you got the juice.
Two laws.
Two laws?
Yeah, two laws. Who wants to start first?
You start.
I have one.
Go ahead.
Off the top of my head.
Go ahead.
I think that we as a society should not determine what women can do with their bodies.
What would the law be, though?
See, that's a good question. I don't know what the law would be. But that's the framework of what I'm thinking.
Is this pertaining to?
I think it's everything.
It's like,
I think it's
you talking about like BBLs and what?
BBLs? That was kind of like not on the totem pole of what I was thinking.
I mean, salute to women.
Shout out to everybody who got the BBL. Y'all got that.
What's the enhancements on there? I was thinking more so like the abortion.
Yeah, I was thinking more like abortion or their ability to like,
yo, something else.
Their ability to like, you know,
something else.
No, but I say salute to all of them.
Salute to all of them.
They shouldn't have to go to Mexico to get that. They should be able to go somewhere in their state that permits it.
Not Miami. What? Nope. Go to Miami and do it. That's like, no, we go.
You know somebody that went to?
I mean, that's where they go.
Have you encountered someone that?
Of course he has. What do you mean? He's got hoes.
I'm just asking a question. They said it. I was asking. Hey.
Just last week, he was like, welcome to Miami. Wait. Huh?
He said, I'm in Miami.
Go ahead, Jordan.
So that law would be more so.
That'd be kind of the framework of it. I just, it's strange to me. I mean, I'm somebody who does this. I don't know if that's what I would call. I believe in people having the ability to do what they want with their life. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm. So like, if, like, for example, who you choose to date has nothing to do with me. I can't tell you what you can and can't do.
For sure.
If you want to eat something, I can't tell you not to eat. It's not my fucking choice. What do I know? It's not my life. So, like, it's hard for me to be like, somebody can't do something that they feel like makes their life better if it doesn't harm somebody else. And I feel like women get oppressed pretty regularly, especially what I see on, like, the news and stuff like that. So that'd be the foundation of my first law. Personally.
Okay. We'll get another law. That was a good law.
Thanks, man.
That was a good law. I like that. Avery, what? Y'all got a law?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I don't at the moment.
I got one.
Okay.
I feel like, let me not say that. I believe it should be against the law. Again, I don't know exactly how to word it. There should be a law that states if you put out misinformation, you can get automatically sued instead of somebody having to go through that entire process. For example, what was that woman, Tasha K with Cardi B?
Mm-hmm.
If you put things out there that are obviously completely, totally made up, there should be just a standard of a fine. A fine. I'm going to even say some type of jail time or some type of probation.
Depending on the seriousness of it.
And you should, this is probably the biggest thing, because if we get all that, you know, who cares about a fine in jail time? Your Wi-Fi should be restricted for like 3 years or something like that.
No, your
internet access.
I don't know if you've seen the whole IP. I said it 2 weeks ago. I think that we need to have a serious conversation about Wi-Fi restrictions. Not everybody deserves it.
Not
everybody deserves it, bro.
That's a whole other thing. Damn. But
Papa Wayne. Yeah, at least.
Damn,
you on that tic tac on there, man? What you doing?
Over there, chat snapping. What's going on
there, chat snapping? Instant and
yeah.
What is that?
Back in my day, when you talking about a gram, I thought you were talking about a gram. Instagram. What's that? Instagram. I didn't know what that was. for real though. I think that I think Wi-Fi should definitely be restricted. Like, especially like if certain things occur, like let's say revenge porn or anything like
anything like that, you should be immediately
any down prejudice prosecuted. Sharing any of that, like you don't deserve Wi-Fi, bro.
That honestly, like I said, jail time and all the stuff like that, that could come with it, but your restricted access to
You shouldn't have the access to influence someone else's thoughts with your dumb ideology.
I agree with that. I just keep it at the internet access. Kinda. Depending on how serious it is, though. Like you said. Like, if you put something out there, like somebody address them that's threatening their safety, then yeah, you got to get clink locked down. But restricting that internet access is going to hurt a whole lot of people. It's going to make them go crazy.
Okay, I got a law. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a little controversial. I'm going to take it straight up. I don't think I know why we do it in this economic system that we live in. Mm-hmm. But I think with that comes a lot of greed. If I would make it a law that everyone make the same amount.
What amount would that be?
It would be in the high six figures, like somewhere around each household gets at least $650 a year. But everybody gets it. Like, it's no millionaires, there's no billionaires. Everybody will be at a cap.
I feel like that's impossible.
It's definitely impossible.
Yeah.
Because I had a conversation like that with one of my coworkers before. I was like, bro, did you know that? Like, I don't think it's possible to take, 10 individuals and put them like in a city, just those 10 individuals, just them alone, and there'd be zero conflict ever.
Sure. First thing you're gonna run into, somebody gonna buy all of something,
monopolizing. It's greed. It's greed,
and then somebody's gonna try to make some type of hierarchy. Somebody's gonna say, I need to run the city so that we can do this, that, and the third. I just don't think with people it's possible to have
their truth is the truth.
So are you framing it like, you're funny. That's gonna stick now.
I know. I shouldn't have said that.
No. It's sticking now.
It's stuck. That's
so you saying just kind of have it.
Hey, yo.
No, get away.
It's Cardi.
Hey, man. Get on subject now.
Okay. You're right. My fault.
Birthday, man.
So just basically equal pay for everybody, essentially.
Right. Everyone would make a livable wage, and there wouldn't be no hierarchy of.
No matter what job you have.
Right. So teachers can make the same as a construction worker, and construction worker can make the same as an assistant or a pharmacist or.
What about the people that would say that their job is more
essential? That's the problem. We're always thinking that you're better than somebody. Sit down, shut up, work your job, take care of your family, live in the exact same house or a similar house that someone else has, go to the same grocery store, and live respectively
amongst each other. But he got a point, though, because construction worker, doctor, all that stuff, cool.
You couldn't talk about McDonald's.
No, I ain't been talking about McDonald's. Oh. What if I want to be just a content creator? And I only want to work for 3 hours a week? I get the same?
And this is where the problem lies.
That's where it comes
from. That's what I'm asking.
There has
to be a line at some point, right?
That's what I'm asking, because I ain't even going to just narrow it down to that. If you have a job that requires you to be on the clock for 10, 12 hours, you come home, get a little bit of sleep, and go right back out. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm at the house.
Chilling,
playing a video game. Streaming.
Eating popcorn, Doritos.
Doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah, your little sparkling water. Yep.
It's going to be like,
twinkling your toes.
What's the sparkling water come from?
You don't smell shit in there.
Come on, shit. I ain't see what he's saying. Come on, bro.
I thought he was going on a checklist. So I'm going to get that with him. Right there with you. Get right with
I'm
you.
Just saying.
Anyway,
go ahead, man.
But like you said, it's impossible. But it's I would like the idea of that everyone would be on the same.
I got another level. One. That's probably impossible too. Probably a little controversial. Cause I guess it depends on the.
Okay. And then I'm gonna get to the Tennessee loss after this one.
The way that you view it, I think. Again, I don't know how to frame this, but I'm gonna even framework of it. When people get like sentenced for crimes or whatever they do, it should not be subjective. So there shouldn't be like a range of like you can.
Oh,
get,
you did this.
You did this, so you can get between 4 to 50 years. Yeah. I don't like that. I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
You do this. This is what you get. Blank period. We leave it alone.
You going away?
Correct.
No matter what.
Whatever. That's it.
So if you rob a bank, you do.
You're going away. I'm sorry.
I mean that's a federal thing, you know, robbing a bank. So
well, that's state too.
Yeah, it is. But boy, you robbing a bank though, you done if you get caught.
What if you don't get caught?
Hey, hasta la vista, baby.
Well, do you think? You think that he should have the same sentence as someone that got caught with two birds?
I was just gonna say something like that.
Yeah. And producer Mary just letting y'all know that she's here live and late.
Broke on rule, did you?
Nah, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Because we get passes to everyone. Even producer Mary.
I could have sworn she said.
About what he said.
Yeah, don't get yourself hurt, bro.
I'm just saying. You know, she made the
move. Hey, yeah. Anyway, so go back to what you were saying now.
So do you think that the bank robber should get the same length of time as someone that got caught with like two birds or something? I got caught with like 10 pounds or something. Or someone that shot somebody. Didn't even kill him, but attempted murder.
Well.
I kind of agree with you saying, but what would you say? You just like, okay, you going for the rest of your life? Or?
Well, I think it depends on the crime. Like, they're, to me, they're just...
Ain't that subjective, though?
Yeah, that's why the law is making it not subjective.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, like, there's like a... That whatever the crime you do, there's a direct number of time that you get, regardless of what your excuse is, the circumstances that happen, this is how much time you get, and you can't beat that.
So what if I rob a bank for $100 and somebody else robbed it for $100,000? We get the same time?
Yeah, you robbed a bank.
Hey,
I ain't asked you what you took.
I'm just clarifying.
If you touch a single dollar, it don't matter.
If I touch a penny,
jail.
I'm going away.
Correct.
Jail.
Okay. That's what you're doing. Okay, enough.
Straight jail.
What if you have manslaughter versus murder? Premeditated murder.
Those are two different crimes. So they'll have two different.
So it doesn't. So forget the fact that you killed somebody. It just kind of goes down to evidence and all that.
So, correct. Okay. Person that did murder, you know, you'll get. You know, 30.
So it doesn't matter that somebody went in and shot someone, and then the other person was vehicular homicide. It was a drunk driving.
Right. It's
because that's two different.
It would still be situation by situation because you still have to determine what happened.
Oh, right. But, you still got to present that whole case and like, evidence.
Yes, but okay. Once you determine, the end result, the sentence. There's not ranges on how you hit them, so you can get anywhere between 40. There is that. If it's drunk driving, you get 30 years in prison.
Okay, so let me ask a question.
But it's manslaughter, though.
That's what I just said.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, like, they still consider that manslaughter if you kill somebody else in the car.
But that's why he said you need to try to get the evidence.
Yeah, every crime will have a specific amount of time.
I got two questions.
I hope I have two answers. I pray I have two answers. Twinkle, twinkle.
You gotta love him.
Please.
Do you?
He quick on his feet.
Thank God.
Okay.
You call him a cat? I know you ain't doing that. I'm just saying. Where did we...
No.
Got...
What did that mean?
Hey, I'm just saying, brother. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Are cats fast?
No, ask your two questions because I'll keep this going.
Okay, we're gonna take.
I have a cat. He's slow as shit. Never mind.
Pause. But why?
But why?
So we can take our time, bro.
But Goldie, though?
Don't talk about my car,
Goldie was reliable, bro.
Don't talk about my car, man. Don't talk about my car, bro.
She was a fighter, wasn't she?
She said, well, boy, she in that corner, she might go down.
She back up. She was fighting for her life. That's what she was doing.
Them lights got the flash. Hey, wait,
hey, John. Hey, bro, that's my car you talking about.
I'm just saying, bro.
Hey, just saying.
All right, go ahead. Your two questions, bro. Go ahead.
She was flashing.
Boy, she hit the corner one time in the interstate. I said, my bad,
bro. I don't talk about your stinky Impalas that all three
of
y'all had. Come on, bro. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. Every Impala did the same thing.
What you mean?
Never mind, bro.
I said it's reliable.
My first question is, so... In that scenario, what about someone that has wrapped up in a RICO case and he's got multiple charges? How would that play out?
Just give him the one that gives him the most time.
Oh, so you're going to basically run it together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what if he was found innocent on some things, but some things he was
found... The ones that he's found guilty,
they're just going to go with that.
Because I don't like that they... I don't like if it's, again, it's subjective. So, like, if somebody does something, they're like, oh, well, this is, like, we can't prove this. If you can't prove a couple of them, I get it. But if you caught on something, that you don't reduce the charges or the time they get because the other ones you can't find the evidence. I just don't think that makes a whole lot of sense.
And you don't want somebody locked up for weed for 30 years along with a murderer.
Correct.
For 30 years.
It's not the same. Especially, like, they're legalizing weed, like, damn near everywhere. Like,
and they're selling it.
And they're selling it.
My thing is...
I'm going to lock you up for it.
You can call weed.
People can drink
that's,
all the time.
That's a minimum 30 days, probably. Tops.
But the law's changing. And speaking of laws changing, let me ask y'all this. I'm going to skip my second question. Let me just ask y'all this. Mm-hmm. I put something in the group chat this week.
All right, play it.
That Tennessee has passed through the Senate. Mm-hmm. That now, you know what I'm saying, you can... they're changing the... You have to open carry with a handgun to firearm.
With a rifle.
So now we can start seeing people.
You can carry rifles now. Why?
What's y'all thoughts on this? Being Tennessee residents and y'all might
stupid
walk around and see somebody with a Draco.
Walk.
Bro.
Walk. First of all, I'm going to work remote.
Instacart,
DoorDash. What's it called?
We ain't going outside.
Hey, hello. We ain't
going outside.
I'm good, bro.
I think it's like two things. And it's kind of like a theory. I hope it's not true. One, I feel like it's almost like how they say population control, because... If you get somebody out there that's going to be crazy enough, they ain't got to have nothing to have this gun. They just, I ain't even going to throw it out there. They can just do the worst. Two, I also think if you look a certain way, you're going to get caught with that weapon, and it's easier to put you in jail for that on something else. Like, you're like, all right, he got a gun. I can just watch him do something. And I can just make up something that he did.
Yeah.
Lock him up.
Jail.
Throw him away.
Handcuffs.
Because you're going to think, oh, I just have a gun. Shoot. All right. That puts you in some situation.
Yeah. It's reckless driving with possession.
Exactly.
Yep.
It's rather just reckless.
People ain't going to really know the laws like that.
What's supposed to be the benefit of changing this law?
I just told you.
They said that like, this is... No. The lady... I forget her name.
Sarah.
She shouldn't have got elected. Yep. She said that...
So stupid.
Us having handgun instead of firearm is violating our Second Amendment rights as far as being able to carry, open carry the way that we would want to.
And also, it was a school teacher that came to the podium with this too.
Oh, well, let's get to that second part. So, later on this week, mm-hmm. it was passed through the Senate and now going to the House that the teachers can...
Have a firearm.
Now, I think they said, I think it's 40 hours of training. 40 hours of basic training.
Or auditorium.
If training is going to be what, watching a video? And then you get a little piece of paper that says you certified?
But you actually have an actual teacher.
I don't know if they're requiring them to shoot. You know, some levels of concealed carry, you have to...
There are police officers that go to training, school, and all that, and still don't know what they're doing.
I'm confused, though. So, like, and maybe their idea is that...
They're stupid.
Having the teacher armed makes it, quote-unquote, safer for the school. Mm-hmm. But if we were going to do that, why did we spend, what was it, $2.1 billion to build this stadium where we could have used that money to hire security for these schools?
Because they didn't have the money.
Because we don't have the funds to do stuff.
But you know, we got this
new stadium. But this new stadium, hey, we got the Super Bowl in 2028.
Even though that little incident happened last year when that lady went to that school and killed all those kids. Mm-hmm. But y'all would have pushed that.
And here's the thing. Who's to say that if a teacher was strapped, who's to say that teacher's going to be a hero and be like, let me get my gun and try something?
You ain't going to be a part of the time. What you doing?
You're going to be sitting there.
Or somehow, you're going to walk around with it in the classroom on your hip?
Exactly.
Are you going to lock it up somewhere? Can the kids get access to it?
Shit, if it's a rifle, it might be on her back.
I know niggas that went and stole from teacher's purses.
Man.
So, all the time.
I'm just like.
So to get a key to open something
you know what I'm saying? Like, what would be the regulations in that? That's,
I don't know.
So all y'all against, first of all, y'all against having rifles and open carry.
Of course. Yes.
And y'all against teachers.
What reason?
That just made me want to when I had kids, homeschooling is a real option, bro.
Almost. That's
a real option. Well, at first, to us, when we were coming up, that's foreign.
It's foreign, right?
We never thought.
Yeah, like,
never even considered about.
Yeah, like, never. Now?
I ran into a couple of people that said they were homeschooled. I'm like, but what the fuck? Like,
how?
Is something wrong with you?
Like, right. What were you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But now it's like,
I feel like that's way more of a common thought now, because why would I risk sending my kids to a public school where a teacher has to have a gun? Yeah, where a teacher has to have a gun to protect.
My thing is, here's the thing, though. Now, say, for instance, like, you have, like, two gunmen, right? Mm-hmm. The storm, you know, the school. Then, you know, it's like they will know about it, but they won't know, like, what they are capable of. Mm-hmm. Like, they can be like a ex-convict or ex-marine military or something like that. You know, special ops.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they know their way around these.
Yeah, they know what they doing, right? Then you got a teacher with, you know, a pistol, rifle, whatever, you know, therefore.
A little 120-pound, 5'3" teacher.
Or strap.
Crossbow. Or a crossbow.
With a gun bigger than her.
Right. Then you hear some shots. Bang, bang. Oh my God! Get on your chairs, your desk. I got this. You're done. You risk your life trying to defend kids, and
you just described the saddest lifetime story ever. Like, I've seen that a long time before.
Think about it, though. That could be reality.
But I'm telling you, it can happen.
I'm going to tell you, I tell you what, I'm not going to pay you what you should be getting because you have one of the most important jobs in the world as a teacher. But I'm going to give you this gun to protect everybody in this school just in case something go down. I ain't going to call the police. We're going to depend on you.
So are we having teachers or are we having security?
Teachers. Think about your high school teachers having a gun. Think about it. Who do you trust?
None of them.
Hey,
that's what I was
going to
say.
Think about Creeble with a pistol.
No, for real.
Teacher Avery, bleep that out.
I'll do you one better. Remember at, who was it? Was he at JFK? Think about Mr. Hiller.
Wow.
Yo,
don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Mr. Hiller with a scope on it. Shh. Who he saving?
Nobody.
Who he saving?
Himself.
Hey, Future Avery, get rid of that shit, too. But think about that. Man.
I just want to know, what teacher did we have?
I'm about to say, I don't think there was a teacher I felt, like, super comfortable with.
I be thinking...
Especially what, in...
But what about, like, if a teacher... This'll be the last point I make on it. But, like, what if a teacher gets upset because a student's not listening and...
Right,
or
students are fighting teachers now.
Yeah, right.
Now I've been got whooped by the student. What makes a teacher not go and
self-defense?
They're human too,
bro. F you, Mr. Thompson.
Quick.
What you say?
Quick.
Quick. Yeah, you see what I got here? You sit your ass down now. All right. Pay attention.
Mr. Thompson had the rifle already. He needs the law. He'll make you sit down quick.
What? More than like you said, little 5'3", little Miss Sarah Paul.
Hell yeah.
Give me that pistol. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing with me. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I do know. Don't. Please don't let that pass the house. Please. Certain areas, certain situations.
There's no benefit.
It don't call for weapons.
Like, bro, what are you getting out of it, bro? Like,
the only thing you're stupid. Expecting in that situation is for somebody crazy to come to school and try to shoot it up. That's literally it.
Which is
crazy in a nutshell.
But it's even more dangerous, though, because you got teachers. Like, if they even fire a shot, you never know if they're going to hit the kids. Damn self. I'm just saying. Just throwing it out there. Because they so nervous. They don't know what they're doing. Okay. They afraid.
This is a sad topic. Do me a favor.
Yeah, we didn't get to 2 hours, but we made great points.
We all said, well,
I ain't need no love on that.
You hit me.
Yeah, let's get one of these right here. You hit me.
Why you breathe so hard, man?
Right.
You know what? Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Laverne Police.
Oh, man.
Huh?
We talking about that one officer?
Yeah, Miranda.
Oh,
her. A settlement for $500,000?
Because she was groomed as a grown woman.
She was groomed, huh?
Stuff that she willingly participated
you didn't
in.
Think she,
how you know that?
You didn't think she liked
it? She said
it.
Allegedly.
She liked it.
They was coercing her.
No.
Into thinking that it was okay to live out her sexual
ambitions. Her husband did the same thing too, right?
She was coerced to live out her sexual ambitions, even on the clock. In the, I guess, what they got, like a break room? A locker room? Like, what would they be having?
Now, that building that's right across the, you know, from, that's where all the incident happened. It's a holding room in there. They got four.
Mm-hmm.
So,
don't ask.
You can ask. Go ahead.
How I know that? That's what you want to ask. Oh, okay. That's cool. Hey. I'm just saying. Look.
You ain't got to explain if you don't want to, but, you know, it is interesting.
Real detail, bro.
I'm just saying, that's what they have over there.
Like a blueprint of it.
Damn, fucking architect or
something. Hey.
Hey.
I'm just saying, okay? Yeah. They have four holding rooms over there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you passed gas.
I don't know if I did that.
Hold on. The holding room that they have in the far back. Yeah. So that's where they was doing some recording. I thought I heard.
Listen to this. So y'all saying that Shorty, like, because of what transpired, like, Shorty didn't.
She wanted it, bro.
She wanted it. And look, what's so crazy? Most of them cops are black.
Freaky.
Yeah, you know what they say.
But shouldn't the city of Laverne pay the cost for that, though?
To who?
To who?
They shouldn't pay it to her, but they
They should pay it to.
Because you hired somebody that was inadequate or incompetent of doing their job, so.
A lot of them.
But
she's not a victim, though. I don't care about that. She's not a victim.
No, she's not a victim.
At all.
She loved it.
Allegedly.
See, look.
Allegedly.
See.
Allegedly.
Ruined him.
He don't like the work.
He don't.
I know you don't.
No, you. You don't.
You don't.
Allegedly.
I love that work. I love that word.
Hey, that's crazy. What? Hey.
I'm just asking you to use it. Just once. Just right before your statement, just say allegedly.
Go ahead, Wayne. Just go ahead. Allegedly.
I'm not even asking you to spell it. I'm just asking you to say it.
Hey, yo.
You just saying.
She loved it, okay?
Mm-hmm. So she wasn't a victim?
No.
Hell no.
Not even
close. She wasn't a victim.
Hell to the no.
That's the white
man. Half a meal? A settlement? Come on, dog. Jordan, you can't say ain't something wrong with
that.
So
what she do now? She go to OnlyFans?
No. People hitting her up to come to the club. Dude, stripping. They try to pay her.
So she's going to be a dancer now?
I don't know.
She's capitalizing on the platform.
She is.
Bro. They throwing everything at her every time.
I think, you know, I'm not going to wish bad on anyone. I think that...
I won't say it for you.
I think the situation
allegedly
it's unfortunate, and prayers to all parties involved.
To who? She's involved. What you mean?
I'm praying for everybody. Everybody needs prayer.
Prayer.
Everybody needs prayer.
No, if you get man dig on down.
Okay, I don't want to talk about her.
It's crazy to me. You get a settlement check?
That's like
half a meal?
That's like a settlement.
Please, get out of here. She need to be in jail. Jail. She need to go. Fuck all that. Hell, you gonna cut the check? Cut the check with them, motherfucker. What do you mean?
Can you hit Mr. Ryan? Can you just hit Mr. Ryan for me? It's great. Just
pass it to him.
Boy, you are funny. I'm done.
God, are you?
I was pissed, okay? I didn't like it.
Clearly.
I didn't like it either, but boy, you.
I guess it shouldn't have been $500,000.
They're saying they doing it all for the whites. If it's a black.
You want me to pat it?
That's your week.
apparently, I ain't the one in the room that got the.
Hey, bro.
Hey, that's right.
I was just saying, somebody was coming at somebody earlier. Hey.
Anyway, TikTok ban.
TikTok ban. TikTok
ban. This is like Nicky. Hey, y'all stupid. Nothing. TikTok ban.
He can't control himself. Okay.
So how y'all feel about that? The country is trying to ban something that they can't control because they don't like the fact that...
Sounds like America.
there you go. I'm on two different sides, though.
Like, okay. No, you're not.
No. I'm explaining. So I'm for it, but at the same time, a lot of things should come before a TikTok.
What do you mean you for it?
That's my dramatic effect.
I'll do it again. Do it again. I wasn't ready.
One more time. No.
What you mean? You ain't for it.
What? What it? Yeah, I can't fake it. I can't do it. You know, I can't script these things. It's crazy. So, I would say, you know.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's get serious, guys. All right. So, I'm going to say I'm for it because.
Whoa.
Need a refill?
I might.
Like, yep.
I can't stand you, niggas, bro.
So, okay.
It was there for the second.
So, okay.
I gave you a hooping.
Hey. He looked it, did
he? Hey, slammed it.
Did you know what's crazy, though?
What's that?
I was watching episode 2 back.
Uh-huh.
It was more than Booth Clues noise that he was making the entire episode.
It was a lot more.
The nigga didn't really say nothing. Like, it was a...
After the whole, I let it go.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's almost like you got, like, your own internal soundboard. Like, you know, like, what button of effects to push at what times. Like,
hey, you know.
Your time is impeccable.
You gotta catch the right moment, bro. You know.
I'm gonna be like, you when I get up. Okay, so anywho, so you for it?
Yeah, because it's a lot of stupid people that be following stupid things.
So you not with the pink doll, yum yum yum?
See, stuff like that, bruh. That ain't what I'm talking about. That's weird, but I don't care.
You allow them to get their money.
That's cool. I'm talking about people that get on there and tell, make up stories and pass it off in like 50, 60 parts. And it's like,
oh, you talking about the, you talking about that one lady that did her.
There's a lot of people that do this.
Oh, I didn't know.
I know what you're talking about. She's yes. involved. But people that make up these stories and then get exposed, it's like, that ain't what happened. Or people that be like, hey, you should do there was one person that said you should put salt in your water because it helps you to not be dehydrated.
When that I've seen that.
One of the worst things.
I think you just keep talking about
yeah, that. That's one of the worst things.
They said it gives you electrolytes.
Yeah, it'll give you something. High know. Blood pressure is what's going to tease.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to
faint.
You're going to die.
You're done.
I would say ban it for all that type stuff. But then the flip side, I've seen people say, why ban TikTok and you have assault weapons that should be banned? Stuff like that. Like, That's why I'm like, I'm on both sides. Like, yeah, ban TikTok, but there's a lot of the stuff that you can.
But you're still letting fentanyl come through the border like crazy. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to turn it dark.
I was no, I mean, like, that's true. No, that's true. Yeah, you know it's the truth. True. Like,
I don't know if TikTok is like high on the harmless.
It's not. It's just people are easily influenced, but you have way worse things out there like that.
And, like, yeah, TikTok do got some untrue things, but it also got a lot of true things that the government don't want to be.
Don't want to be out there and want to, you know, discover it.
Right.
Like, unless they want you, you know. I'm just saying. They said aliens didn't exist, but then all of a sudden aliens exist. But, you know.
They don't know what's going on.
No, we know the truth. It's just they going to deny it until they're ready to just.
I got a sidebar, but I don't want us to.
Just leave it, Brandon.
Please.
Throw it in there.
I said, because y'all brought up aliens. Y'all believe y'all got a doppelganger in another universe?
Yeah.
Nah, bro, I think he's on the other side of the planet.
Truthfully. Might be down the street.
He's probably like half naked, carrying a bucket of water on his head or something.
Hey, yo. What'd he just say?
He said,
"I'm
naked,
carrying a bucket of water."
Where he at? Like, do you know geographically? Let's go see him. Let's go fly. Why was that so descriptive like that?
That's just what I thought, bro.
Wayne. not that. Do you believe that you got a doppelganger though?
It's
not something that you just
put in. You're not a believer, bro. That's all it is.
I believe in universes.
For real.
And I think that I definitely got a doppelganger. And I think that
he's on the other side of the planet.
Nah, I was gonna go deep dive conspiracy, but
I got a picture of mine.
No, I was gonna say our dreams are connected, so something that we know.
Yeah.
We be doing the same thing. We sleep, be meeting up at certain points, but we just don't know it.
You just don't know it. So. Yeah. Y'all be crossing paths. Y'all just don't.
I want to start a conspiracy theory.
Do you think that's what? But, you know, that's crazy. I used to think that about deja vu.
That's crazy.
That the doppelganger is the person that went there. Mm. But because our minds are connected, I show up and I'm like, oh, this is really I've never been there before.
He already been there before.
He's been there before.
Like I said, that thing might be down the street.
Yeah.
You'd have been somewhere here and been like, how have I been here before?
If you had the choice, okay, so let's just hypothetically, since we're here, hypothetically, if you had a choice to switch with your doppelganger for a month, would you do it?
I don't know nothing about that nigga. Like, dude, I have no idea what he's into.
Now, hold on. Now, what if that doppelganger was in a drive-by or something?
Yeah, you wake up.
He could be half naked.
Hold on, come out. Where you get that from?
Get what from?
He obviously knows some information about his doppelganger.
Yeah, to dream about this.
I suppose that's what you could call it.
What y'all think about this?
I think that me personally, to experience a different universe or a whole different society and environment, I think I'll do that.
Well, if you wake up in prison.
I can't get you back, brother. I just say that now. I love you. I can't get you back.
I'm saying, you will see, like, each world, you'll see the descriptiveness between.
Drop it. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. I think we can.
I just didn't know if there's like a monetary value or something. Like,
No.
If there was a charge,
I got a question.
So I might have an answer.
Let's say that you could see, like, in description, like not like a preview example of like what their world is like and how much different it is between yours. Mm-hmm. Not that you're gonna be in jail or something. Like,
what if I get
in the drive by?
So,
but the fact that you could see that they doing it's similar things, but it's in a whole different universe with a whole different society.
Is this kind of like
It was only for 30 days. Then you go back to your working life.
What if I only see like the good part? Like the preview I get is like the good part.
Yeah.
Because you know, like some days you. Yeah.
Well, everything comes with good and bad. I think that's a universal, and that's what we can. I don't want to deep dive into that.
I'm just saying.
That's a universal thing.
I don't want to go to another universe and have kids. Look, I'm just saying.
Yo, doppelganger might have about 20 of them.
That's what he said. You.
I'm like, no! Go! Get out of here! No! Hey, Matt. I'm not gonna do that.
You talking to your kids or you talking to your pet?
Yeah, like what you doing?
I'm just like, get
out of there. What you doing?
I'm just saying, hey, nigga, snap out of it. I'll come back. Reverse.
No, you can't just follow and get back
you
up.
You can't just snap out of it.
You're
what you
there
mean?
For a month.
I'm not doing it.
So No.
I'm scared.
I do it.
What?
Yeah, I'm kind of curious, but it's just,
you wouldn't want
to. I'm just curious to see what it would be like.
Yeah, I just
for a month though.
Yeah, I'd do it for a month.
I got it.
Hold on. So what? Question though. What happened to our body though?
You double game.
They switch with us.
You're switching.
So they're gonna speak a different language. They don't talk like how we talk, right?
I hope he speaks a different language.
So
they'd
be like. I'm just saying. Like, it's gonna be like
that? No, no. What language is that?
Him.
What language is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They get, bro. Hey, you see Mars?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't.
All that.
It's like a double ganger ET, bro. The first time you know, bro.
Hold on, I'm just saying.
With a huge head.
With that huge head.
So wait, so you saying if he talk, if he brings
I'll
his
do it. I'll do it. No.
I'm so confused.
So,
right.
Wait. Look, so he brings his native language here, right? And you take yours there.
You gonna sound like him over there.
No.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be speaking English with your people.
When they transfer, you're gonna be talking, but their language gonna be over here, and you're gonna be talking to. I'm just saying.
To what? Anonymous? Why would? You know, it's okay. It's all right.
I think I shouldn't ask it. Anything?
It's okay.
You ain't gonna do me like that.
You.
I'm just saying.
Have you seen an English person try to talk to somebody that's like speaks nothing but Spanish? You know how terrible that is?
Some words are
universal. you got some people that go to, you know, Cuba, Colombia, or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, it'd be like, hey, mommy, how you doing? You know, they do say like that.
My point is, they speak broken English. How do you think you're going to communicate? Mommy. First of all, you're going to cry.
They do that.
You're going to cry if you're around people that you can't understand.
that's a pickup.
But look, when they walk past you, they be like, oh, mommy.
All right.
You
know, okay, like, so TikTok.
Wait a minute.
Is that what you do?
Is that your go-to?
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know.
Oh, you're going, and that's the go.
That's the first thing you're gonna say when you get to Columbia.
They're gonna rob you.
Quick!
I'm not going over there.
You just said you ain't going.
You was going.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to get shot.
You ain't gonna shot. You're gonna get robbed.
Why would you?
While you're naked. So,
because he's gonna say, "Hey, mommy's in the wrong."
Right.
Bro, come on now.
But that don't mean that you're gonna. There's plenty of people that travel to Medellin, and
you're gonna get kidnapped.
So TikTok.
TikTok.
I personally feel like TikTok shouldn't be banned. I don't think we should ban anything.
No.
People are making a livelihood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, livelihood, you know, from, families, or, you know, sports.
It's,
you
know. People expressing their creativeness.
Should it be restricted in any way?
No.
It should be age restricted, for sure.
Can I play devil's advocate?
For sure.
What if my livelihood is selling crack? Is that okay?
Oh, wow.
I don't think you can do that.
You in the wrong apartment,
but he said,
Hold on, you're doing that on TikTok?
This is not my algorithm. No, I'm saying, you're saying we shouldn't ban something that somebody does for their livelihood. What if I sell crack for my livelihood?
Are you posting it?
Sure, if I guess if you want to see that.
Well, I have a different stance on that. I don't know if you want
to. Wow. Again, yeah, I probably should ask you. Yeah, I probably should. Yeah, never mind. Go
continue. Wait a minute. Y'all not going to check him? What he just said?
So, TikTok, I don't think it should be
crazy. Wow.
Banned per se. But that's I my.
Okay.
Wayne. How do you feel about TikTok being banned or not?
Well, y'all something else, boy. I just got to say that.
So, should TikTok be banned?
No.
Okay, Ryan.
Nah.
So we all agree.
Cool. I'm saying, if you're going to ban it, you're rid of Instagram. Respect it. Just saying. If you want to get rid of TikTok.
Let's put the dirt back in that hole. So, what's next?
And tweet of the week.
That's
I guess.
Tweet of the week. That's right.
He feel me.
Look at that. He
feel me. Hey. Well, yeah, so does, boy.
We. Us. Okay. Okay. Tweet of the week. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you saw this.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
This.
But it's like. It's like.
It's built in.
Yeah, but it's like he pressed a button, like at certain times. Like he just knows, like.
No, it's like after the vision, he sees it.
Yeah, he sees it.
Then he gets you. No. All he got to do is blink at it. That's whichever icon. Boom. That's what's sound will come.
Avery, I know my eyes.
Now, see, he said something. Bro, this is so
cool. I'm just saying, though. Like, I know my eyes big, man, but hey.
Quit talking about that man eyes.
I did. All right, so tweet of the week. All right.
Chill, bro. You got to chill.
Nobody's.
I'm not.
I was going to say, never mind.
Yeah, you
never
did. Just leave it, brother.
Hey, bro. All right.
All right, so.
Hilarious.
This is. We can make this quick, because this...
No, we got
take,
time.
Take your time.
We got time.
Take your
mm-hmm.
All right, so it says, I don't like solution-oriented people. They lack affection. Sometimes you just want a big hug instead of solutions.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead. Because I got something to say.
Why is an algorithm full of 12-year-olds?
No, this is a grown person.
Nah, that couldn't be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nah, you want babying as a grown person?
Mm-hmm.
To tap your back and tell you everything's gonna be okay?
Jordan.
Do you need a bib?
Matt, I'm a you. Wayne, I'm a you.
I'm just saying.
No, Wayne, no. This is what happened. Wayne, you go to Jordan, right? You tell Jordan, oh man, this bad thing just happened, Jordan. Oh my goodness.
Don't tell me that.
He tells you, hey Wayne, I know that's bad, but you should do this right here. You ain't gonna have that problem no more. You go, Jordan, I don't care about that. Just give me a hug. Exactly. You now, see how stupid it
sounds? It sounds stupid, but at the same time, I ain't gonna pussy, though. I ain't gonna be like, hey, bro, give me a hug.
Hold on.
Let me respond.
I'm just saying.
That makes you less masculine because you got a hug.
Yeah, go there.
Someone that you love, like, you know I love you, right? Like,
I love you too, bro.
I don't mind hugging you. Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, if it just, like, I don't look at you in that way, anything. And I don't think, I don't think that you look at me in that way. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with us hugging. And if we lose any type of level of masculinity.
Man, if it's the handshake, they ain't doing.
But why we can't hug?
Well, him and Tisha are family. Boy, I tell you what, I'm gonna cut that out.
But I don't understand, like,
because he would say the same thing.
He would say the exact same thing.
It's the same word too.
Wait, let it go, bro.
Ryan, you have a problem with asking one of your brothers for a hug?
Nah, bro.
You.
If I needed one, I'd ask. I would hope y'all would reciprocate.
Avery?
Of course.
What's up?
I love y'all, man.
I love you too. That's what I understand. Like, why we. I wouldn't look in no type of weird way if you said
no, man. No. I ain't saying, you know, weird anything. I'm just saying I don't want to feel like I'm, you know.
No,
you love bombing me. That's never like a hot topic word, so I didn't know if that was appropriate to. Just saying, like, you know what I'm saying.
So okay, so Ryan, hey. Ryan, how y'all feel about that?
She's childish. If you
Or he's childish.
Just saying, bro. I'm sorry, I didn't make that joke. You need a hug, though. I give you a hug. You need a hug.
If somebody came to you with a situation.
But don't say you don't want a solution, though.
That's what I'm trying to say. If somebody came to you and said that they have this problem and you know exactly what they can do or what you can do to fix that, but instead they say, nah, I don't want to fix it. I just want a hug right now.
Or I just want to complain about it. I hate them complaining.
You just want to complain. Nothing's going to get fixed.
Stop it. You just rambling at this point. You just said the problem 16 times. Yes, she did you dirty. That's crazy.
I'm just saying, like,
I don't know why she did that. You was using a printer first. I don't know why she didn't let you use the printer.
Me personally.
Use up all the paper and all the ink. And then she's going to say, go ahead. She know the ink was out. I know. It's crazy. But guess what? Let it go.
It's over with.
Find a new printer.
Matter of fact, there was another printer right beside it.
Right beside it.
But she wanted to use that one because this one.
Oh my goodness.
We're like, babe.
Oh my goodness.
Babe, you don't want to know what happened to me at work today. She took my printer. Hey, you got 1,000 volt in
there. And then you got a fake pretend. What? That's crazy. No, not. No,
that don't lead to art.
No, like. So, nah. Did you want to come up there?
Did a woman tweet this?
No, this was a man.
This is a man?
But there was a lot of people agreeing with it.
Okay.
When I say a lot, I mean a lot of people.
You know, if my boys agree with it. You know, they need a hug.
But the reason why they said that is because they feel like you should just level with me instead of immediately coming up with a way to fix the problem.
I think that's a emotional response. Like, something bad happens, so you want to stay in the emotion that you're upset about whatever happened, which is, I guess, I mean, it's a human thing, so I get it, but like.
And a lot of men are not, a lot of men are not taught how to deal with their
emotions. We're not taught to let your emotions out and deal with them, we're taught to figure out the solution and keep it pushing. I'm one of those men.
If there's a problem, I'm going to fix it and then dwell on it like, ooh, I was scared. I'm not going to be like, oh man, I'm scared, because nothing's going to.
I'll probably do it at the same time. I'll probably, like.
Do it scared.
I'll probably cry while I'm fixing the problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Or if I'm going to complain, I'm going to complain while fixing
the problem. While I'm fixing the problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why somebody said.
It got to be solution based, because what's the point of having a problem if you're not trying to
find a solution?
It's like, why? Because like, if you get mad, it's not going to fix the problem. You're just going to be mad.
Yeah. Right. It's like when I talk about it, I mean, y'all see it all the time, though. I get emotional. Like, I am. I've been like that.
That's what I was saying. Like, why we can't have a hug?
Yeah, that's why, you know, I switch it up.
Switch it up.
So if Jordan need a hug right now, would you give it to him?
Hey, boy.
That's not what's going to happen. They're going to come over here one day, and they just going to hug. They're going to say,
why? Wow. All right. So, Wayne.
Ryan, you got an anime show of the week for us.
I'm gonna say this really quick.
Look, you know you got look.
What you doing?
All in the chest too. All in your chest.
Hey, which one?
Hey man,
I won't step on this.
Yeah,
you want to go get the sugar or not?
The wine of the day, we got a Moscato.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Moscato.
You said it wrong. Wait, what did you say the first time?
You said two different names.
Yeah. Right?
No, he said Rosado.
What do you say after that?
Rosado Moscato.
Oh, I thought you said Moscato. Okay. That's my fault. I apologize.
See?
No, we're
wine downtime with Wayne.
That's why we don't do this.
Wine downtime with Wayne.
Our fault.
You right. Go ahead, Wayne.
We overstep.
Hey, wind it back.
Wind it, yeah. All right.
We got a Moscato. Moscato.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Rewind it back.
get the wine and enjoy yourself.
No.
Yeah, explain it.
What it tastes like? What's it like?
It's a white wine.
Yes, it is.
It's a white wine.
With that bubble in. And you want that bubble in. Hey, that's why to get. You feel me? You dig?
Okay.
Enjoy yourself tonight.
Twinkle. I like it. Ryan, you got an anime show.
Why don't you tell me what it tastes like? I mean, I know what it tastes like. Because I drunk the... It doesn't matter. What did you say, Jordan? I'm sorry.
You got an anime show of the week.
Yeah, bro. Anime of the week is Violet Evergarden.
That's a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful anime, actually. It's, you ever seen it, Wayne? I know you dabble a little bit. That's why I was asking. Violet Evergarden.
Okay.
It's newer. I think it came out in like 2019, 2020, something like that. Basically, what it's about this girl. She is a war child. So, as she grew up, all she knows is like the war. She eventually leaves the war, but she's looking for her general who took care of her the entire time during the war. Right? Yep. Hey, what's up, man?
So,
he's so polite.
Is
now.
It's crazy. I know, right? So when she finds the, you know, the general that raised her, right? So are they like, you know, come together, fall in love?
Well, she doesn't have like people skills like whatsoever because she's never interacted with like people like that. She's a war child. So I'm glad that you asked me that. So before she goes back into society, her general tells her that he loves her, right? But she doesn't know what that means. And then he vanishes after that. So the rest of the show, she's trying to find him and trying to figure out what love means while also trying to understand people skills. It's a beautiful anime. It's only 12 episodes, and it's on Netflix. Beautiful anime.
I want it tonight.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Jordan.
Song of the week.
Yeah, I got a song of the week. This is an underground artist. I don't know how to pronounce her name correctly. I think it's Tasia. It's T-A-S-I-A.
You got it right, bro.
Okay. Chasia J. She got a song called Remind Me. Definitely a beautiful song. Beautiful artist.
How you find it?
You know, I just be going to search. And if you're hearing this right now, Something For Your Soul, Volume 24, is out on Apple Music. AppleMusic.com. Something For Your Soul.
Yes,
sir. Tap into our playlist. You know what I'm saying? You're working.
For your loved ones out there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Big curate vibes.
Look at that. You did me.
On me.
Yes, Lord.
Salute to her. All right. Question of the week, man. Talk to us.
You want to say something to him, maybe?
I feel like a lot of things been held back this episode.
Nah, ain't nothing been held back.
Hey, hey. They gonna know you built this. Huh? Well... Yeah, it'll be good.
Thoughts? Rebuttal?
Nothing. Moving forward.
Okay, well, I just got a question for you. So, okay. Do y'all want this to be a deep one or just it's a cool question. Little surface level?
I think you gave us cool surface last time, so give us a deep one this time.
Yeah, that's true.
A deep one?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Give something to people to think about.
I'm trying to dive into my soul a little bit.
Really?
No, not really.
No. You already said it.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
Why not? You wouldn't be open to that?
Yeah, of course I'm open.
Oh, he's going to do it anyway.
I'll do it real quick.
I got the question for him.
Yeah, I'm going to answer the question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're going to answer the question.
I feel like I answer every question until you tell me not to.
Okay. Well, y'all ready for it?
I hope so.
Okay. Have you considered that you may be the problem that you're running from?
Always.
Wee.
Before y'all answer.
No, he ain't trying to handle my insecurity.
No, you kind of. Basically, it's like this.
Girl, that's crazy.
If you have certain issues that you...
Hey, yo, what is wrong with you,
did
man?
You just snap?
Yo, my mans. My mans. You are...
Go ahead.
That man... Hey, boy.
Did he snap?
He did. please continue.
Basically,
can you repeat the question?
Oh yeah. Okay. So, have you considered that you may be the problem that you're running from?
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of certain issues that you continue to have in your life, you kind of put that off on other things
mm-hmm.
instead of realizing that you may be the cause of said problems.
Oh, I answered the question already, so I mean, I can answer it again if you want to. Always.
It's up to you.
No. I think that goes back to one of your early questions about how often do you self-reflect.
Kinda.
I think it plays a part in that.
It definitely plays a part.
If you self-reflect, then you'll know what is causing certain issues or problems in your life. And at some point, mm-hmm. you should be able to dissect it to see that
you might be the root of this.
Such as if
you occurrence always, that keeps on occurring.
If you always losing friends, or if you're right. always one of those people. Matter of fact, I ain't even gonna say that. If everywhere you go,
they don't want to go on a Miami trip with you.
Boy. That could play a part in it. But if everywhere you go, definitely. Everybody says it's
hey, bro.
Hey, bro. That's what hey, it bro. Is.
Hey, bro.
There's not that much alcohol in there. I know.
Hey, come out. Come
sure.
out. Come out. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Your best episode yet, boy. I know what it is, too. He got that feedback from episode 2, but then you take that. I'm trying to take that. But he going to take us out.
By the time this come out, boy, who knows?
I don't want to go to the... Go ahead.
Anywho, this is just for people that everywhere they go, there's a common denominator in the problem.
Right.
Instead, but they kind of deflect it and blame it on other people, circumstances and whatnot.
I think we've seen that before.
Yeah.
But in yourself?
For sure. Like, I know I'm a procrastinator. And a lot of things happen late is because I procrastinate.
That's a perfect example. So yeah. instead of you saying that it would be such a, like... You could be like, well, no, it ain't because I was procrastinating. It's because,
yeah, because this happened late, or they yeah. was too late on my paperwork, or they was too late, and nah, you shouldn't have waited that late to, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Maybe I learned something today, man. I did a good job, man.
You did something, boy.
Ain't that right, Wayne? Final remarks? Closing?
Mm-hmm. Until next time.
Okay.
Teletubbies still number one, ain't they?
We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that today.
I'm just saying, Blue's Clues is right there. Mm-hmm. Arthur, yep. like you said.
Dragon Tales.
Dragon Tales.
Yeah, I know the theme. That's why I was. I picked the number one.
But Teletubbies. What's the theme? Sing the theme, Teletubbies.
Please don't sing the theme,
Teletubbies. Teletubbies.
Please, please end the show. God.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
And on that note, it's been a pleasure. Thank y'all for tuning in. Always remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share. Yeah, we out of here, man. We gone, man. Appreciate all the love and everything. Out. Peace. Gone. Adios.